Mark, how you doing, big guy?
Could be better. Could be better, but we'll live.
All right. The defense played quite well for a long period of time in that game. What happened late in the game? Because you guys were doing things that we hadn't seen the previous few weeks.
We just had to play better. I mean, that's all. Played the whole game pretty how we wanted to play it. But the last couple of minutes, you know, we just have to be able to execute better in those situations. So, but you know what, we have to move forward. You know, we had a great week of preparation. We practiced well, so we can't get discouraged about this game. We can't, because there's some things that we're doing very, very well, and we have to continue to build on. And I'm liking what we're doing. These guys, we fight hard. We fight very, very hard. So we'll continue to build. It hurts, though. It really hurts to walk away with an L this game. But you know what? It is what it is. A lot of football left to play. You know, and Bill said it the best. You know, it's basically 10, 11 teams that's with records 4-4 and better. So we part of that pack. And in a few, people going to pull away and some going to go the opposite way. So we have to be able to make sure that we can be able to pull away, win more ball games when we need to.
You know, we were talking before you came in about the Giants and their touchdown in the final 20 seconds. So you've got that situation. They're basically at the one, inside the 1 yard line. What are you thinking there? Are you expecting anything, or are you thinking, wait a minute, they're not going to run the ball? Let's not fall for any play action. What was your thought process before
the play? Pass. And I believe I said something to the defense. You know, 3rd and 1 with 19 seconds to go with no timeouts. If they run the ball, it's going to be pretty tough, you know, to get your field goal team on the field. You know, because there's a lot of moving parts. And that's one thing we practice all the time. But we know with 19 seconds, it's pushing it. So we kind of knew, you know, they had to throw the ball, you know. And you know what? We just didn't make the play when we needed to make the play. It's plain and simple. There's no excuses on our end. Like I said, we just had to play better. We played that game, like I said, for most part, the way we wanted to play. It's things that we improved in. It's areas we improved in, especially third down. I'm going into this game. We put emphasis on in practice. And it showed up in the game. So one thing that tells me is, you know, things we do in practice and the better we get in practice, we can transfer to the game. So just have to start making a few more plays when it counts. And there's no doubt in my mind we can't do that. So it's a lot of football left, and we just have to continue to believe in, you know, one another. And I think we have a lot of belief in that locker room.
You know, we talked a lot last week about the defense, and I'm sure you heard a lot of commentary about the defense throughout the week. Did you take any of it personally? Did you use it, any of the commentary or the criticism of the defense as motivation?
You know what? We do at times. And, you know, what we always say, what we have is what we have in this locker room. You know, we have to be able to believe in one another in that locker room to be successful. We can't worry about what's going on outside, because 1 week we're the greatest, and then, you know, the next week we're the worst team in the NFL. So, and they point fingers from the organization all the way down. So we have to keep a clear head, you know, and we have to be able to go on the field, put our game plan in and execute. And that's what we have to do. And it's plain and simple. So a lot of people are going to be saying a lot of things, I'm pretty sure, this week, you know, what's wrong with us and all this. But we know what we have in this locker room. And point blank, it doesn't matter what anyone else say about this team, former players who played up on the Bill Belichick for however long, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to us. You know, they're not in this locker room, and they're not a part of what we're doing. So their word don't mean anything to me or to this team, to be honest with you.
We should call up Rodney and Teddy and tell them.
they don't have anything to do with this here, you know. So, you know what, people going to have their opinions. But at the end of the day, you know, it's what we think in that locker room, what we put out in that locker room. That's what it's going to be about.
How do you shut out the noise? You know, you just said it.
Concentrate more on what we need to do. Individually concentrate on what you need to do better to help this ball club. If it's more film, if it's more conditioning, if it's more reps at something, whatever you can do, if it's on the field or off the field, if it's getting treatment, if it's taking care of your body. whatever you need to do individually to be the best you can be, we need it. And at this point, I think everybody understands that.
It's interesting because you brought up the effort, and I don't think anybody has really challenged the effort that this team is putting in. It's obvious that you guys are trying awfully hard out there. There are mistakes, though, and people are questioning the talent and whether the guys are talented enough. What do you believe, as one of the veterans on this team, you learn about individuals on your team adversity hits like this?
You know what? And it's hit. It's hit. I mean, we've been in some tough games this year. We played some tough ball games. Some we overcame and some we haven't. But one thing one thing you don't see is us just laying down and just saying, hey, here, you can have it. No, we're going to fight from the minute we on this field until the minute we step off this field. So, you know, like I said, a lot of people are going to have questions and opinions and what we need to do and what we lacking and all of that stuff. And it'd be funny to me because most of these guys, they should be coaches. If they really think that they can run a team and it's so simple just to do this, well, go interview for a head coaching job. Let's see how good you really are. So,
who are you talking about, Rodney and those guys? Are you talking about the callers the two of us?
Anybody out there that questioning what we do, and I don't care who it is. If it's you guys, I'm talking to you too. If the shoe fit, wear it. If it don't, find a size. That's how I put it.
Well, you know, and I was joking.
Be nine, Triple E.
Yeah, right. I was joking around about calling up Teddy and Rodney, but in all seriousness, I always wonder how you approach this and how some of the guys in the locker room approach it. You play with these guys. You play with Teddy. You play with Rodney. You play with Vrabel. Not that Vrabel's a talking head on TV now. When they go out and they give their opinions, do you treat them like any other member of the media?
Absolutely.
Or do you look at them and say, they kind of sold us out a little bit because they used to be in this locker room. Now they're talking about
us. To me, they're media. They don't have anything to do with the New England Patriots. So, point blank, I mean, it's nothing personal. I mean, I know them, both of them personally, but it's nothing personal. They have a job to do. I have a job to do. I'm going to protect my teammates and my organization to the fullest, and then they're going to protect their job. So, like I said, I can't blame them from, you know, having an opinion. Everybody have an opinion. But what I'm saying is what we have in this locker room is what we have in the locker room. And there's nobody outside this locker room know what we have in there. So it might be hard when you hear me sit up here and say how good we can be as a team and as a defense, because I see these guys day in and day out. This is the guys I ride with on the field. And I see we can be a great football team. We can. But it's just the little things that we have to, you know, some things we have to iron out. And I think it'll come with time.
See, it's obvious how you feel about it, but do you think it gets to some guys, especially the young guys? There's one thing about Holly or I bringing up a point of something we saw in the game. But if Teddy says it, Rodney says it, those guys played in this system. They know this system. They know what's supposed to work and what's not supposed to. Troy Brown on for the last couple of hours talking about it. Do you think it gets to some of these younger players in that?
I don't think so. I think we so focused in on what I think the leaders of this team do a real good job of keeping everyone straight. Don't worry about what's been said, good or bad. And I think for the most part, we listen. These guys listen. They, like I say, I haven't seen any indication where a guy come in and really read a newspaper or is talking about what, you know, he said or she said about this team. When it's time to work, guys working. And like I say, we've been having some great practices. I mean, we've been preparing well. And we've been getting better as a team. So we're going to continue to do the things that we've been doing, but just doing better. And I think we'll be okay. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what anyone says about us, because it's all, you know, it's all in this locker room. Whatever this team is going to be, it's going to be that locker room. It's going to come from that locker room, this coaching staff, this organization, not what anyone else say outside of this organization.
You know, you guys, for a while, I know he's out now with some concussion problems, Mike Wright. I remember for years and years, Mike Wright was always seen as the underrated guy on the D-line and very valuable. Do you have a guy like that now that you see, that you recognize his ability, and maybe he doesn't get the props from fans and media, but you see great potential in somebody on that D-line?
Yeah, well, not just the D-line. I think, you know, in general, the guys that the new faces that you kind of see, that guys come from other places or a rookie or a second-year player that has came in and given us a boost. And I think one guy, you have Cal, we have Dedrick back. Ron Brace, he just came back for us. We have James in the back. So it's a lot of guys. It's a lot of moving parts. And a lot of those guys starting to pick up how we do things, and they starting to, play a little better. So I think from a standpoint of, I just can't single out one person, because I think everyone is doing the best they can, to give us the best edge going into a game. And sometimes it's good, and sometimes, like I said, we have wrinkles. Even myself, I've been playing for a while, but I still have wrinkles. So, you're not going to be perfect out there on the field. You're not going to be perfect.
In name only, you guys don't have a defensive coordinator. Do you think that's part of the reason there are some communication issues?
No.
Or do you feel like communication, no. You're getting a communication even though you don't have that?
Yeah, that's not an issue. We get the communication. When we have breakdown with communications, it's on-field stuff, and it's been better. It's been getting better. And I think, yesterday was a lot better. And when we can communicate well, we play better. And I think you can see that. But that's one of the areas we're going to always have to hit, communication. And like I said, it starts within practice, being able to, get the communication from the sideline and give it on the field. And you got to have, hold everybody accountable. You just can't have, your linebackers calling the play. I'm up front and you have somebody from the defensive back. Relay to those guys what they're doing. So we try to take pressure off one another and work as a team. I think the more you do that, the more your defense understand the defense, because you're not just saying, "Hey, Mayo, make the call, make all the checks." Vince, you have to do this, or Chong, you have to do this. Dev, you're gonna have to do this. So you're allowing all those guys to take part in
ownership. Yeah,
absolutely. So I think that's going to better us in the long run, and I think the more we do it, the better we'll get.
Ideally, you want to be, as we were talking earlier, a balanced team both on offense and defense, but it hasn't always been that way. The offense has carried the defense many times, and when you guys have given up seven, they come out in the field and give up seven. Yesterday it was kind of reversed. They weren't putting much up on the board. Does that become frustrating, and do you see now how the offense might have felt in some weeks?
You know what? We're a team. We're gonna win as a team and lose as a team. And point blank, offense gave us. At the end of the day, offense put us in the lead. and we just didn't make, as a defense, we just didn't make the plays at the end of the game to overcome that. So it's a team effort. We never point fingers. We never say, "Man, we should have done this. Offense should have done this." I never once heard an offensive player saying, "Defense, y'all should have done this," or a defensive player saying, "Offense, you should have done this," because we too prideful. We know when we all in, we all in. We brothers. If we're gonna ride and die with what we have on this field, offensive, defensive, special teams, and coaching staff. When we step on the field, we all together. We won. We might battle in practice, but when we strap it on Sundays, we all won. So we never point fingers, because. Like I say, when times are good, they're good. They're good for all of us.
So how do you present the message to the guys on the defensive side of the ball? How much progress you made? Because you clearly were a different defensive unit yesterday for most of the game. Yet in the end, you had a couple of letdowns that made the difference in the game. How do you come out of there as one of the leaders on the defensive side of the ball and try to convince guys, "Hey, we're playing the Jets next week, but look at all the progress we made here."
Click on the film. Once we saw film, we saw what we did. We saw the breakdowns. It's not hard to miss, especially when we know exactly what we're doing. And that last drive and seeing a couple of things that we could have done better, when we do things the right way, this is what happened. When we have a breakdown, this is what happened. And like I said, it's too much football. It's too many teams right now are battling. To be like, "Man, it's over for us." It's too many teams. You look at the AFC. Just look at the AFC picture alone. You have teams that have the same record. It's just a jumble. But you're gonna have teams that either they're gonna win or they're gonna lose. We want to be part of that pack that's winning ball games moving forward. We can't do that by, you know, looking back in the last 2 weeks from Pittsburgh and now, you know, looking back at, you know, the Giants and saying, man, only if, oh, we have to move on as a professional and understand, because we got to go on the road, division game, primetime game against the Jets team that's playing pretty good lately. So that's the only thing we know.